This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
13 years later, Building 7 is falling every 2 minutes in Times Square for the next 4 weeks. A 15-second clip, 9/11, 13 years later, Building 7 in Times Square on the Jumbotron. Do they even call it a Jumbotron anymore? I don't know. But a third of New Yorkers didn't know there was a third building that collapsed on 9/11 13 years ago. Half of all the rest of us don't know it either. What happened? Well, we've got to bust up some more official stories this first hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And to do that with us, who better than Liam Sheff, the author of Official Stories and Super Don. We do have Ben on the phones and the board at GCN right now at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Liam, my friend, Times Square. Don't be there, but if you are, you will see on the Jumbotron, Building 7 fall every 2 minutes.
Yo, dog.
Yeah.
What's Building 7?
I don't know. I just heard about it, and I'm just repeating what I heard, because we don't investigate anything here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about that. Let's look it up. Truther ad, now playing on CBS-owned ad space. Showing Building 7, of course, New York Observer says, showing Building 7's collapse will traumatize Times Square tourists. Oh!
Really? That's the last thing we want is to have a traumatized Times Square tourist. Really?
Times Square?
Yes. Ty and I were there when we were doing the Carol Alt Show in January, and it was crazy, but I don't think watching a building collapse at free fall speed into its own footprint is going to traumatize anybody visiting Times Square. There's a lot of other things to traumatize.
Every time I go to New York, yeah. And that's, number one, that's the smell in the subway. And then when I walk out onto the street,
mm-hmm.
it's so dense and so crazy and so, in many ways, awful. And I know people love it there, and I'm glad they love it because they're there and I'm not.
I was born at NYU onto this planet, so I know it was my briar patch, and then as I grew older, the less I liked being there, although I did have my bodyguard with me, TMB, so we were okay.
I like that the Richard Gage group, architects and engineers for 9/11, I mean, they haven't stopped. And it's interesting because to keep going for 13 years means that somebody's got to be funding you. So somebody likes them.
Right.
You know, somebody likes them to tell this story. Somebody likes them to rent this space. I mean, you could do the same thing for, like, AIDS drugs. AIDS drugs cause AIDS. They cripple people. You could do, you know, Bible ads. Like, there was no historical Moses. There was no historical Noah. There was no historical Abraham. The historical David is like a tiny chieftain there's no kingdom of, and you could run that, but somehow they don't get funded. So I don't know why the 9/11 thing keeps getting funded, and I agree with them. I wrote chapter 4 of my book about 9/11. Mm-hmm. None of the details fit the official story. The official story is not true, but I just wonder, I I kind of wonder who's funding them. I'm sure they would tell me. I don't think that they are as rich as the government.
Well, heck, no. No, but think about, Liam, I think 10 years ago even, they would never allow an ad like that to go up in Times Square.
Not under the Bush thing, no. Ashcroft or whomever was in 04, Ashcroft would have struck it down. That would have been gone.
Right.
You know, they just wouldn't have allowed it. Or, you know, any of the people they put in charge would have said that it was a matter of national identity, security, et cetera, et cetera.
But what does that tell you about the passage of time in this and looking back? I mean, will there be one day we'll look back in historical records, the evidence will be so overwhelming that it'll go, yep, we were duped. It was another false flag event, a Reichstag, a something related to something that led to something that was all preordained.
No, there won't be much of a country at the time. You know, we're descending. You know, the oil bubble is going to be popping over the next few decades, and we're not going to have a lot of time to think about 9/11. 9/11 was not even the opening gambit to have the Western powers led by the United States occupy the oil-rich lands of the Middle East. That was laid out in policy papers that were published in journals like Foreign Affairs in 2000, 2001. The Project for a New American Century, which was a small book club inhabited by every, you know, neoconservative in and around Washington and in Texas for a few years before 9/11 happened. They all said the same thing, which is we are going to run out of light sweet crude, and we're going to have to get into the Middle East, and America's not going to go for it, and we kind of need something to convince them to do it, like a new Pearl Harbor, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all there. That's the historical record, but nobody reads history.
Well, and that's a big reason why I want you on today, among many things. You're a friend, of course, but today of all days, 13 years later on 9/11, we've done retrospectives before, but I wanted to take a different tack, and you wrote an article we just published at robertscottbell.com as well about building an argument is like building a tent. And I assume deconstructing an argument probably could be like taking down a tent, and how easy it is depends on how well that argument or tent is built and maintained, perhaps.
Right. Well, you know, if you want to take down an argument, so a tent is a canvas, right? It's a big thick sheet of canvas, of cannabis fiber, canvas.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have a tent that's like a wedding tent that's 200 feet, you know, around, and you can have a small one that's maybe 6 or 8 feet for one person. So in order to hold that to the ground, you have to stake it. And a stake is a metal wedge or a wooden wedge that you put through a hole that you've made in the canvas and secured with a little ring so you don't tear it. And you drive that, and the top of the wedge has to be, of course, wider than the bottom. And that wedge has to then push down into the earth and spread the earth a little bit and create some compression around it so it holds in place. Well, if I have a, you know, 4-inch little thing that I pound into the ground and there's a good wind, let's say I have like a nail, 2-inch nail, and I put that into the ground, then a good wind will just lift that canvas off the ground and I won't have a tent anymore. So I need good stakes. And the stakes, the canvas is like the overarching thing. It's the thing that you're going to make an argument, you're going to build a tent to keep the argument dry and out of the rain and content. But in order to hold it to the ground, you need to stake it, and the stakes are big pieces of evidence. Now, if you have a tiny little tent, it's not a very significant argument, like, I think Tootsie Pops are better, I think Charms Pops are better than Tootsie Pops. Well, not a very significant argument, right? It's mostly opinion, and they're both pretty lousy. But if I say, you know, there was one guy, and his name was Yahweh, and he made the entire universe, it's Don's favorite, right? If I say that, I really better have some honking good evidence, and it should be better than a 1,000-year-old comic book that somebody found in the desert, you know, 2,000-year-old comic book. It better be so good that, well, nothing, you know, pretty close to irrefutable, you know. So if I'm going to say that 9/11 happened because this you know, dirty dozen of guys, this handful of guys got onto a couple of planes that they had a little tiny bit of flight instruction for, and then managed to pilot those in the dense, thick, you know, low altitude air using the strangely horizontally and vertically arrayed instruments of the 747, and not made a slip, and or 737, 767,
I think, yeah.
Yeah, and not made a slip and, you know, gotten perfectly into these two buildings and then managed to get one into the sub-basement of the Pentagon without touching the lawn. You know, like, you see, you got to have such good evidence that the stakeholders, because that's, you know, 9/11 was done by Osama bin Laden's disciples. You know, his sort of, whatever it was, 16.
Well, yeah, there. Coordinated from a cave in Afghanistan, of course, while he's on renal dialysis. Yeah,
yeah, he sent them, they're apostles, he sent them out into the world. So he sent out apostles, and that's the deed that they supposedly did. If that's your argument, that's a pretty big canvas. Let's look at the evidence. I do that in Chapter 4 of Official Stories, which, you know, people who read it really like it because the stakes aren't there. You know,
well, and a lot of other stories, too, Liam, like the vaccination preventing disease story. And that, of course, is playing out big right now with our friends within the community of vaccine-injured children and those who are also going or riding for the religious brand or cult of vaccines. And it's an emotional thing. There's a lot of opinions being thrown, but those on the vaccine side of it are claiming that their stakes are way big in terms of safety and that this stuff does not cause autism or other neurological damage.
Right, and all you have to do is go ask the question. Do the ingredient, number one, what is in a vaccine? Define your terms. Always start by defining, right? We want to make sure that we have a good stake. It's a wedge. It'll go in small at the bottom, so it'll penetrate the dirt, and then wide at the top so it doesn't slip out. Sounds dirty. Slip out of the tent hole. And then you got to examine it. You know, is it a wet, you know, piece of stake? Is it going to blister and then splinter in the ground because it's old rotten wood? Again, sounds really dirty, but this is the metaphor that I made. Figures it would just go in that direction. So ask yourself the question, how good is their evidence? And if you're going to build the argument, let's say you build a counter argument, a counter tent on the other side of the river that says, no, vaccines hurt people, how good is your evidence? How well can you stake down a tent, big piece of canvas, and how many people can you get under it and keep dry that says vaccines hurt people? It turns out, Robert, that you can fit many, many people under the canvas that says vaccines hurt people because the canvas is so big and the stakes are so good, they sink miles into the earth and you can't budge that tent. All you can do is throw tomatoes at the people.
Yes, and I want you to hold that thought. We've got an unusual timing because I have some pre-recorded interviews from the Sacred Fire of Liberty event last weekend in Washington, Cambridge, and we've got our mutual friend, Dr. Robert Verkirk from the Alliance for Natural Health Europe, talking about the global attempt to stifle supplement health freedom. We're going to talk with him, and if you want to chime in with Liam this hour, he's going to stick around for the rest of the hour with us, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The article about the arguments and the tents, it's right now available at robertscoutbell.com with all the links out to what you need to know. Back with Rob Verkirk after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The sacred fire of liberty keeps on going, and it's burning in my next guest, Rob Verkirk. Of course, me being from the South in Georgia, we'd say Rob Verkirk. But it's Rob Verkirk, and he's with the Alliance for Natural Health, and all the way from overseas, he's here. He's an award recipient, along with Melanie, and you've also inspired an American version, the ANH-USA, which we've highlighted and spotlighted here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for many years. But I am honored to know you, sir. I am inspired by you. One of the smartest guys I know, and very fast on a bicycle, too.
Robert, it's a real pleasure to be here. And my goodness, we've had a couple of days and a couple of evenings, late ones, mm-hmm. That have been extraordinary in terms of instilling fires. And, you know, when we look at Europe, the place where some of these original libertarian ideas came from, and how they've been downtrodden, how sovereignty has been lost, how we've seen countries that have gone through such oppression during and after the First and Second World Wars, and now to accept the development of a bureaucracy that is controlled by unelected officials in the European Commission, mm-hmm. that control with no accountability the destiny of nearly half a billion European people, we see on a daily basis our ability to look after our bodies, mm-hmm. naturally, being taken away from us.
Other than the half a billion Europeans, you could have said that same thing. It would apply to what's happened here in America. We're in the midst of it. There's such a similarity. That's interesting because Jonathan Emort has written about it. I've interviewed him many times over this concept of a bureaucratic oligarchy, that we have what was supposed to be a Republican form of government, which was unique, rooted in individual liberty. I don't know that any other government has that, although there's the common law in England, where you're from, as well, where you operate mostly. The similarity is strange at one side, in one sense, but then we have to say there's a similarity as far as the forces behind that movement to have unelected bureaucrats control and dictate what we can and cannot do for our health.
Yeah, it's a global phenomenon, and I think as we all become more mobile and the products and services that are distributed around the world become more and more mobile, you have a situation where in order to maintain global trade, it facilitates the large corporations that are responsible for that to have what they call free trade, which is actually another way of saying have a system that works for them and no one else.
Well, it's a basic form of an undeclared monopoly.
Exactly.
It's a de facto monopoly,
exactly,
in a sense. When you can have an approval process for a certain substance or substances that are exclusive in the treatment of any particular disease or set of symptoms and deny that for anybody else, you have now a de facto monopoly, but you're doing it in a surreptitious way that's not called a monopoly, right? We're protecting the public.
Exactly. They always, I mean, built into the very foundation of the Codex Alimentarius, the international code that controls the international food trade, is this fascinating but horrendous double-edged sword. On one side, the removal of barriers to trade.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, consumer protection. And of course, when you look at consumer protection, you've got to understand that the way in which that has been enacted in terms of the food supply, it means irradiated food, it means food loaded with preservatives,
genetically modified as well,
genetically modified food, basically a limited range of cereals as the main staples, including wheat, that is the number one staple in most Western countries.
Well, and very pro-inflammatory now because of the way it's been hybridized and modified, and the weaknesses of the people due to the very drugs that have been approved by the agencies designed to protect us. Danger. Okay.
Correct.
Now, we have a short visit today because we're just finishing up the Sacred Fire of Liberty, and we're going to do more with the Alliance for Natural Health here all around the world from Europe. Where can we find out more about your organization? How can we support you?
Hey, well, at the U.S. end, obviously, anh-usa.org.
Mm-hmm.
At the European end, anh-europe.org. And both sites have a huge amount of information on them. You can sign up for weekly newsletters on both sides. You can go to also anhinternational.org.
Mm-hmm.
as the space, really, which is for both sites. So for many people, landing there enables them to go to either site. But the most important thing is to increase awareness of what is going on, because there's such a lot of disinformation out there.
Oh, yeah. We will see you in the UK soon.
Look forward to it.
All
really
right.
Look forward to it.
Take care.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Baratiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Are we going soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott. Go.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Now, I'm serious about visiting our friends in the UK, Liam. You know that when I was there, Rob Verkirk was asking about you. He said, how's Liam? I mean, he was really fond of you. He really appreciated you. Remember when we met at the Health Freedom Expo, Rob and Melanie?
I do. I remember the night that Robert and I, Rob and I spent together exchanging stories.
Yes.
We got into a towel fight. I didn't want to tell you about that.
Oh,
that,
no, it's okay. It's okay. Robin, Melanie, absolutely wonderful souls. And
remember the night that Melanie and I met? I didn't want to tell you about it. We got into a towel fight.
This is a part of the stories that we tell ourselves that are true, but they're not true. By the way, March, the end of March, it is a real possibility. I'm thinking really strong that we'll be, and again, for our friends listening through UK Health Radio, visiting the jolly old England, as some say. I don't know how jolly it is, but there's a big A&H event. We may be there, so stick around. Don't go anywhere if you're in England. We may be visiting. If there's enough oil to get us over there.
Hello. Hello, everybody in England. Are you ready for us?
Somehow I think we'll have a warm welcome from the author of Toxic World, Toxic People, Anna Victoria Rogers.
Love Anna Victoria Rogers.
Yeah. So that'll be terrific.
But I think she's moving back to Australia, so...
Oh, no, we won't be able to catch her. Well, we got family and friends over there. I'll be looking forward to see. Alliance for Natural Health, of course, transitioning into the idea of stories. There's an image we just added to the show notes this evening. If you're listening live, 7 to 9 evening time, East Coast, on National News Radio or GCN. This is quite a stunning little and perhaps in-your-face challenging little thing here. Everything we believe in is a story. And none of them are true. What, pray tell, Liam Sheff, do you mean by that?
Well, Robert Scott Bell of the Robert Scott Bell Show of Boca Raton and Points North. I was once upon a time researching the AIDS thing. Before that, I was, you know, philosophy and music and foreign language and politics, Western politics. Once upon a time, I realized that the AIDS thing wasn't true, that the AIDS drugs kill people. They say that on the label, by the way. This will kill you. And that the HIV tests don't test for anything. And they say that on the label, by the way. Doesn't test for anything. And I realized that that was a kind of a big lie, kind of a huge lie. And I followed that down the road until I was slimed by the, you know, defenders of the official story, of the churchly paradigm, whatever it is. I thought, well, that's interesting that they aren't even slightly interested in reality. And so terrifying that, I mean, what's real to them is what they tell themselves versus what they tell people in the small print where you're going to get sued if you don't put it in the small print. So I, you know, I'll trust the medical studies where people die after taking the drugs and they say it was the drugs. I'll say, okay, that seems reasonable to me, versus saying it's a life-saving drug, which then happens to kill people. That's confusing, you see? That's a mental dissonance. That's a logical dissonance. It's illogical. It doesn't, the words don't match. It's against logos, really. The words don't come together anymore. If the life-saving drug kills people regularly, quickly and slowly, then it's not really a life-saving drug anymore. So why do we say a life-saving drug? Because we're storytellers. And then I got into the vaccine thing, and then a guy said, you should look at Big Bang Theory. And I thought, you're kidding. They're lying to us there, too.
You mean that show or the actual Big Bang Theory?
Well, the show's not worth talking about. The Big Bang Theory is not a theory. It's not testable. It's the notion that first there was nothing which exploded or expanded, which doesn't make any sense. It's nonsense. It's patent nonsense. It's biblical nonsense. It is, in fact, biblical because the guy who invented it was a Roman Catholic priest who was very open in his desire to marry his passion, you know, Dieu, he was French speaker, God, but Yahweh, really, of the Old Testament and the Genesis story with a little bit of math. So he did. So, you know, first there was nothing which exploded. It's a story that we got stuck with, but it's just a story. And then I kept going down that path, and there was just everything that people believe is a story. And I kind of left religion alone because I never really believed it as literally true. But I didn't realize how many people do believe it is literally true. And I also didn't realize how much the church knows that it's lying all the time. Like, if you go to a theology seminar, you know, if you're a seminarian, if you go and study the work that is called the various books of the various Bibles, they'll tell you on the first day, we don't know who wrote it. All the names, just they're made up. And most of the stuff is written, and it's pseudo-epigraphical. It's written by somebody else, you know, but we just say it's this person because, you know, that's the tradition to say it. In other words, it's the tradition to lie, so we'll keep lying. And they get away with it, which is interesting. And nobody cares. That's not true.
Well, Liam, what if we call it myth? Does that somehow change it? Because we've got people that have written on the myth of all the ancient religions and how there's similar stories. You can lay one over the other, and you'll see these similar patterns emerge.
Well, most of it's folklore. You know, I mean, remember folklore, Paul Bunyan and Johnny Appleseed. Johnny Appleseed was a real guy, but it became folklore. Johnny Tremaine is folklore. You know, wasn't a real kid, just as far as I know. You could say that he was, but it was still, any time it's fictionalized and made a Del Rey book or something like that, it's made into folklore. Superman is folklore. Babe the Ox, Pecos Bill, folklore. They represent periods of time in which events that do show up in these stories occurred, but they're changed. They're altered according to a variety of patterns of human storytelling. And everything that you find in the Old Testament is folklore. No theologian defends it as actually true, which is interesting because the New Covenant, the New Testament, is based on the old one. So the new one's based on the folklore, and the new one's supposed to be true because the old one was supposed to be true, which is a logical problem. And I didn't know all of this because I didn't really study it because they stopped me from studying it when I was a kid. I did go to Catholic school for 2 years because my mother sent me there, and I was young and I couldn't run away.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, they would just send me back. But she thought it was a better school, and she might have been right. I don't know. I had a couple good teachers there. So it was an interesting experience. But because I wasn't Catholic, they wouldn't let me take the drink, the booze in the middle of the day and eat that white bread. And because I just sort of sat there as an outsider and watched, and I went, this is interesting. You know, all my little schoolmates are getting a little bit of grape juice, but I think it's booze. I think it was booze at that point. And wine.
You should have been Rastafarian.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking.
That was a great religion to be in.
Liam, I got to ask you about what I'm perceiving to be sort of parallel tracks, but they, you know, they're different, but they're sort of on the same. On one hand, you have the so-called true believers, and the other, you have the theologians or those who study it academically. And it's true on the vaccine side of things as well. You've got the academicians, and then you got everybody else out there going, I believe, I believe, I believe. We happen to be talking also about religious history as well, though.
It's the same story. The priests in the upper caste of the vaccine, the guys who make you go through your catechism, you know, you go and you go through the ritual.
The sacrament.
They'll tell you. They'll tell you very clearly that, yeah, we shouldn't put thimerosal in mercury. Yeah, we stopped doing that. That was very dangerous. Oh, aluminum? Yeah, it can be dangerous. Yeah, it can be dangerous. You should be careful about how many you get. Then you go to the Walgreens, where the lowest, you know, deputized priest is there, or the nun, you know, giving you your shot. You know, they're not really nuns or priests, but they are. They're giving you a shot. I go to the Walgreens, there are 20 signs outside the place. There are literally 20 signs in and around this damn place that say, flu shot time!
Well, and the nurses there and pharmacists there are 100,000 steps removed from the academicians at the highest levels that study it and go, yeah, I know, the mercury's not so good.
Yeah, they can't even respond to the idea that there is mercury in it. So they get what the idiots call talking points. They say, let's put out our talking points for the people that we trust to give the benediction. Yeah, because that's really what's happening. You're going and getting a benediction, or you're going and doing a confessional. Like, the HIV is really a confessional. And the vaccination is, I'm not sure. It's a kind of catechism.
I look at it as a sacrament. I mean, it's sort of a sacrifice. You put your kid on the altar, they get injected, now they're saved, they're in, right? That's
right.
The baptism, if you will.
Yeah, and when they do it to little kids, it's a baptism, but now they say you have to constantly go through it again, like a plenary indulgence, like a confessional in the middle ages. If you sinned enough, you could just pay. It was easy. I mean, they had a...
You could buy your way out.
Yeah, you had an a la carte list. You know, slept with a prostitute. That's a pound shilling.
But
you know.
as we get out of infancy into childhood and the transition to adulthood, there are always rites of passage in all religious history. And you know, look, you can go to tribal Africa. You'll find rites of passage that the young boy will travel through to become an adult. That can be quite vicious and brutal. that we now see the scientific realm has taken over the religious realm here and become the religious rites of passage, and I see these needles being that.
They are. It's religion for the technocratic, oil-bearing age, and we are in a technocracy. We believe that technology solves everything, including problems created by technology. And we don't understand that the God that we actually worship is petroleum. And we have no concept that the most powerful thing in the world is the thing that we never see. We don't even see it when we put it into our cars, but we smell it. You know, the most powerful thing in the world is petrol, because petrol makes all of this convenience that Robert Bierkerk was talking about, that makes the international trade thing happen. All of that is caused by petrol. And if we had half the petrol that we have, and we knew it, there'd be no international trade except on very slow boats. Slow boats that brought some oranges up during, you know, the holidays.
And via the wind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we'd have diesel, but it would be used just for that, just for long-haul stuff that wasn't going to go bad quickly and that didn't have to be there in a hurry. Mm. Every other thing would sort of go away. We'd be a trolley car and bicycle culture. If we knew that we had half the petroleum, you know, we'd
All
think
right.
differently about the way we build the world.
Check it out. The images that are up there, as well as the article about establishing an argument, the tent analogy. Go check it out at robertscottbell.com, Liam Schiff, official stories. We're going to bust up some more on the other side of this break. Plus, what happens when you drop a Democrat and a Republican on a deserted island for survival? Do they survive? What? I don't know. Let's find out. Maybe Super Don knows.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
From Chicago is as good as a counter argument as any that I've heard. 25 or 6 to 4. You remember that one, Liam?
Chicago Transit Authority.
Yeah, 25 or 6 to 4. I have no idea what that was about, but I'm sure it was a counter argument to something. Which brings up the question: how people make these counter arguments? Like when we say HIV doesn't cause AIDS. Well, look at all the research. What's the counter argument to that? Yell and call us denialists. It's not a very strong argument.
Well, I don't say HIV doesn't cause AIDS. I say HIV tests don't work, and AIDS is multifactorial illness. Because you know, even the way that you frame it, it's like saying Casper the Friendly Ghost caused a typhoon. Like, what? Define your term. You know, how do you tell somebody that they have HIV? You give them a test. Okay, now we're finally, the terms are defined. Let's ask the question: how good is the test? And once you do that, you can actually start to work with material, you know, stone, wood, glass, whatever, dirt. It's something. It's not just a psychological phantasm. And this is where people go wrong in arguments all the time. They end up arguing about their psychological point of view. You know, rather than, is it stone, is it dirt, is it, rock, glass, sand, et cetera. They don't even define it. So vaccines are good for you. Wait a second. What's a vaccine? Because a vaccine isn't, you know, a whole object that exists in some sort of, you know, Platonic or Aristotelian ideal up in heaven. You know, like when the world was young, there weren't little baby vaccines running around that would eventually grow up and become grown-up vaccines. This is an invention of people. So what is the invention? You have to define your terms. What's in it? Right? Take it apart. And then when you have the least common denominator, when you have it down to the smallest non-divisible portions, you can say, okay, now we're talking. If I inject this into a small person, what happens?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference. I mean, that's it. If you don't define your terms, you're always lost.
If we go back into the religious terminology or belief system, right, I was the ornery kid that asked the questions of the rabbis, the priests, the preachers, you know, because I didn't believe them. It wasn't enough. Well, because it's written. It's in the book. It's written. It's like, no, that's not good enough for me. I want to know, you know, X, Y, or Z. You're going to have to wait till you die, and then maybe you'll know. I'm like, really? That's your argument? Okay, fine, but that's not working for me. I got to have some more experience into this to find out what I believe again. We come back to that issue of belief. And, of course, Bruce Lipton has written extensively about it in terms of the changing of our physiology by the changing of our belief. So to some degree, there's merit in, although I know you dislike it, you create your own reality in a sense. You change your belief, you change your physiology. So it's a little different than just that simple statement, is it not?
Create your own reality. You create your own you're a co-creator of your own your psychological worldview. Mm-hmm. The problem with the you create your own reality people is that they ignore the thing that really creates reality for us, which is, anybody?
You're talking oil again, aren't you?
Oil. It's petrol.
this current reality, yes, is based on the ability to do work far beyond mortal men. With that drippy...
No. If you have the ability to fabricate things in any shape, in any color, at any time, anywhere in the world, and ship it overnight. Nobody in the 1500s said, I create my own reality. That's what I do. I get up every morning and create my own reality. I want to become the president of IBM. Nobody ever said that. They never said, I want to become president of this company, because that didn't exist. You know, people farmed. They were artisans. They made things. You could have a fanciful, lyrical experience with some, rye that has gone off, some booze, some mushrooms that you ate. And that was it. That altered reality. You didn't really conflate exactly with reality. But you also didn't, we think, you create your own reality. No, if it weren't for oil, all the stuff that people do, all the stuff that conservatives do, that liberals do, esoteric spirit seekers do, just mm-hmm. wouldn't exist.
Yeah, speaking of that that idea, and Superdon, you brought this up, this reality TV program I have not seen, or if it's even gone on, putting a Democrat and Republican on a deserted island to see what happens. I just think we could do that, put it on their deserted island in Washington, D.C., and withhold all food, water, and drugs until they get together and decide to leave us all alone. Then we'll feed them again.
Okay.
I don't know. I like that idea.
Well, they won't be talking about oil on the island, I guarantee you.
No. That's maybe unless it's coconut oil. But, hey, Liam, we're out of time, my friend. 9/11, 13 years later. Thanks for joining us to kick it off. I really appreciate you.
Yazoo.
Everybody get official stories, and we're all anxiously awaiting the sequel when that comes out, the squeakquel. Liam Sheff, my friend, thank you. We got next hour. Steven, you were joining us. We're going to talk, the enterovirus attacks. Or does it? The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.